You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So with the current case in the city centre, it must be recognised that this also impacts the rough sleeping population, as it did in our earlier cases in the year. To understand more about the situation, I talked to Joe Denver from LifeWise about the situation and started off by asking about what this means for the rough sleeping population.
Well, pretty much it's business as usual for us. The rough sleeping community is still hanging out in the community, in the city. Merge Cafe is still open to support the rough sleeping community. And our outreach workers are working with the rough sleeping community. So the situation is most of our rough sleepers, if you like, are actually housed in emergency accommodation or motel accommodation. But they do come out on back into the streets in the daytime rather than being locked up in a little motel unit. So they do come out to socialise and hustle or whatever. So we are trying to get as many of them as we can safely into Merge Cafe and try and keep the physical distancing and masks and hand cleaning, etc., going on. We're also trying to ensure that any rough sleepers that might be showing symptoms, we can get some a COVID test for. So, because obviously our rough sleeping community do kind of hang out in the central city, and you know, could have potentially come in contact with people with a person with COVID. So we're just trying to make sure that if there are any symptoms that we can see, we're getting, we're talking the person into getting a test to try and keep the community safe.
So I was going to say, with transmission potentially occurring between those who have spent time in the CBD, how at risk are the rough sleeping population?
Well, they are an at-risk group because obviously they are all hanging out on the streets in the central city. So, at this time, you would have to say with only one person who has tested positive for COVID, it's not a big deal. So we need to wait and see. And obviously they're not, you know, our rough sleeping population aren't necessarily that good at physical distancing or wearing masks or, you know, washing their hands. They're not necessarily good at that kind of thing. So you would have to think they are kind of an at-risk group.
And what access is there when it comes to, say, medical advice, testing and quarantining?
We have actually, since I guess the first lockdown, we have got some really good systems and infrastructure in place, and we've been working really well with ADHB on making sure that we do have access to COVID tests and to medical advice and help and support for our population. So I would have to say that we're in a much better position if we need to have a lockdown again than we were the first time, because the support infrastructure kind of rallied around and become quite robust in the last lockdown period.
So
that's positive.
Yeah, that is positive. And I was going to say, what impact would another Auckland lockdown have?
We kind of think we're in a much, as I said, a much better situation than we were before. We already have most of our rough sleepers still in emergency accommodation or motel accommodation if they haven't. We are trying to get them into longer term housing options, but as soon as we sort of move people on, we move new people into the motel. So they're still quite full. But as I say, most people are actually in some kind of housing. So that's a much better step than a much better place than we were in at the beginning of the last lockdown. We also do have the infrastructure and the support that have been put in place with ADHB, which is fantastic. HUD has provided the wraparound services that we need to keep people safe in motel accommodation. So I think we're in quite a good situation this time. We do have the protocols in place. We know how we're going to manage the food situation. So yeah, I think we're sort of fairly confident that if we do have to go into another lockdown, you know, our support infrastructures are quite robust.
And are there any other comments you'd like to make surrounding all of this going on?
I would just urge residents of Auckland City Centre to, if they could just be patient and kind to any rough sleepers at the moment who they might encounter, and just direct them to Merge Cafe to support, for any support that they need. Our rough sleeping community don't necessarily have access to, you know, televisions or radio, etc. So, you know, they might not be fully aware of the situation at the moment. So just be kind.
That was Joe Denver from LifeWise.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.